And we begin this morning's program with the creation story.
We climb on our dad's lap, begging, "Tell me a story, tell me a story." And the old familiar ones are the best.
Jesus was a great storyteller. Wherever he went, a crowd grew around him to listen to the parables that taught them about his new kingdom.
Today, we have come for a storytelling, to tell the greatest and oldest story of all, the story of Jesus and his love. As God's family, it's our heritage. As believers, it's our assurance. As pilgrims, it's our hope.
Gather with us at God's knee and listen, for this is a true story, a wonderful story, the most amazing story of all.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my fame and glory to tell.
We must begin with the beginning, for he was the beginning. Long ago, before you or I can imagine, before Bethlehem or Golgotha, before Abraham and Isaac, before Moses or Noah, before there were worlds or universes, there was God. Everything began with him.
In the beginning, God created.
In the beginning, God created.
In the beginning, God created.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
And the earth was without form, void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
And God said,
"Let there be light," and there was light.
And God said,
"Let there be a firmament in the midst of the water."
And God said,
"Let the waters under the heaven be gathered unto one place."
And God said,
"Let the earth bring forth grass and seed and fruit."
And God said,
"Let there be lights in the heaven to divide the day and night."
And God said,
"Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures, and let the birds fly across the heavens."
Let the earth bring forth living creatures, cattle, and wild beasts.
And God said,
"Let us make man in our image, after our likeness."
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Thank you.
As God walked with his creation, man began to know his maker. This was a God so mysterious that he moved along worlds beyond our knowing, so mighty that he spoke with thunder, so gentle that he breathed the evening breeze, so wise that he understood tomorrow, so wonderful that he walked and talked with man. In those first cool evenings in the garden, God opened his heart to his creation, and man came to know him by one word, holy.
Part two is the love story.
The story of man is a story of rebellion. Like the prodigal son, man set off to make his own way in the world, but no bright lights, no big dreams or earthy idols, nothing the world promises can fill the hole in the heart of man, a heart that longs for his father and home.
Oh,
could a holy God dwell with an unholy people? And yet, how could a loving creator reject his creation? Out of the wilderness of man's wandering, God made a way. Across the centuries of sinfulness, God would reach in reconciling love. He would send a sacrifice. He would send a savior. Sacrifice would ever need to be made. Never again would blood be spilt to wash away the stain of sin. For there on Calvary's windy hillside, God stood at the door of heaven, and to every prodigal who would ever again lose his way, God called into the darkness, "Come home."
Open my eyes that I may see. Glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unlock and set me free.
Silently now, as we wait on the Lord, let's examine our own hearts. Are there places where we have wandered away? Then let's go to Him for forgiveness.
We have two prayer quilts this morning. So as we join together in prayer, following the service, the quilts will be ready for you to tie a knot, say a prayer, and sign their cards, so that they have a comforting reminder of our prayers for them. Will you join me now in prayer? God of love and grace, it's the week before Thanksgiving when we focus our thoughts on all that we have to be thankful for. As followers of Christ, we try to live lives of gratitude all year round, but sometimes we fall short. Hear now our prayers as we acknowledge all that we have is evidence of your generous love and forgiveness for us. We give thanks that you created a world ready to provide for our bodies through crops and livestock. We're thankful for the people who tend the fields and harvest so that we might live and grow in its abundance. Help us to be mindful of the needs of the earth and its workers, that this resource you've given us will continue to be healthy and thriving. And while our bellies may be full, we know there are others who often go without. Help us to be generous and compassionate and follow the example of the living Christ Jesus, who said, "Feed my lambs." We give thanks to you, Lord, for the miracles of science that have blessed so many of us with renewed life, healed bodies, and comfortable living. And yet there are still sick and hurting people. People rebuilding their lives after hurricanes, earthquakes, violence, and disease. We pray for all of us in this world who face loss, pain, suffering, and grief. Help us to be generous, compassionate, and follow your call to action in the example of the living Christ Jesus, who said, "Tend my sheep." Help us to live each day grateful. Grateful for one more day to serve you, one more day to know you, and one more day to love you. May this gratitude soak into everything we do. Hear us now, Lord, in a moment of silent reflection, the prayers on our hearts. We give thanks, dear Lord, for Jesus, who in living among us taught us how to live generously, love with hearts open wide, and serve others compassionately. And he taught us how to pray together with these words: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, as the ushers come forward, I would ask the fourth and sixth grade youth group to come up and tell us about Blanket Sunday.
Did you know that a blanket could be more than a blanket?
I'm not sure about that. It looks to me like a blanket is just a blanket. How can a blanket be more than a blanket?
Well, to someone in need, a blanket can be a lot of things.
Yeah?
Yeah, a blanket can be a bag to carry stuff. It can become a shelter. Lots of things.
I think you're forgetting something. I think you're forgetting something.
What?
A blanket can be a blanket, too.
True. A blanket can be all these things, and that can make a big difference to someone in need. Church World Service donates lots of blankets like these.
They look cool. I think I need one.
No, they're special blankets for people who really need them, like people recovering from natural disasters, the homeless, and refugees.
Cool. That Church World Service must have lots of blankets.
Well, we have to help them get more blankets to help more people.
How do we do that?
Donate $10.
$10 for a blanket like that? What a deal.
Yeah, not bad for helping someone in need and sharing God's love.
You know what? I think I'm going to donate a blanket. You all should donate a blanket, too.
And that's not all.
It's not?
No, it's not. You can donate a blanket to honor someone in need, honor someone that you love, or honor the memory of someone who has passed.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's the poster board in the community room where people are writing the names of people they care about on hearts.
That's right.
Cool. Oh, I forgot my wallet. Can I get you next time?
Sure, just take one of the envelopes in the community room and bring it next time.
Who knew?
Who knew what?
Who knew a blanket could be so much more than just a blanket?
Part 3 is the redemption story. Part three is the redemption story.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and its strength to someday for a crown.
No matter how many times we tell the story of Calvary, it never ceases to amaze me. I close my eyes and I hear the shouts of the crowd, "Crucify him!" I feel the weight of the heavy cross on his bruised and beaten shoulders. See him stumble in the street. I stand trembling under a darkened sky as they hang God's Son on a cruel cross for me.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to try.
my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me.
Oh,
Part four is the final story.
Time to celebrate. What a great God we have. He's our story. He's our song. Folks, we have a reason to rejoice in the confidence we have. Assurance, not just in the future, but right here and now. For we know we have a Savior who understands us, who loves us, and who walks and talks with us all the day long.
Each of us who believes, he has given a wonderful promise that one day we will stand with the saints and angels around the throne and tell the old, old story, hand in hand with loved ones who have gone before us, will feel right at home. For the face of our King will be the face of a dear, familiar friend who has walked with us and talked with us all along the way. falling, and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever.
Yet seen the end of the story, for there will come a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess in heaven and on earth that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
Father, how good it was to hear again the amazing, wonderful story.
We can't thank you enough for your love for us, for sending your Son to be our Savior.
May we never forget that it is our story. May we tell it everywhere we go.
Let it always be in our hearts and on our lips.
Let it pour out in our everyday living.
May it make our hearts glad, our lives joyful.
And may we tell it over and over as long as there are ears to hear and hearts to know the Savior.
And until the day we sing it again in glory.
Amen.
Thank you for that early Thanksgiving gift. What a blessing. We are blessed. And as we go through this week and we come up on Thanksgiving, you've heard the story. The story doesn't end here. And when you're out and about this week, tell people your story and the blessings that you receive from our Savior Jesus Christ. He gave his life for us and he rose again and has covered all our sins. And as we head into Advent, give you a second to think about that. We're having an all-church read that starts tomorrow. So these books are in the community room. I'll have a bunch in my hands. And the community room, by the way, is being renamed this Sunday. It is the opportunity room because there is so much going on out there that you can get connected to. Take a moment, find all those different places, and be part of this community of faith. And this week, go out in love and smile so that people see Christ in your eyes as you give thanks. Amen.